Kevin, I haven't picked anything right all year long, so let's continue with that trend. I'm going to go Patriots by four, let's say 28-24, and Brady walks off with the MVP trophy.
Pass is intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
The New England Patriots are the NFL champions.
On Hungry for Sport, the man from Sacramento, Steve Salisbury. Climbing up
on Salisbury. Yes, Steve Salisbury, the man from Sacramento. And if you want to talk about American sport, 9429 1116. Talk to the man from Sacramento, 043398 1116, if you want to send through an SMS. Lots to talk about. The NBA draft, there's NBA free agency. Major League Baseball, don't forget Steve's list as well. And always stump Steve, because he was the Spelling Bee champion of the state. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Kev. Very difficult, clearly, to stump me when it comes to that kind of stuff. We had the draft. And we always say, Kev, I've said this, and a lot of guys who know more about this than I do, say you build through the draft. There's 60 picks in the NBA draft. There's 30 teams. There are, each team typically, there are two rounds, so you have 60 draft picks. Probably 10% of those guys are ever going to make an impact. So even though we say you build through the draft and you supplement through free agency, it's very difficult to get this right. And so if you take a look at the guys who were chosen, it went pretty much to plan. The Timberwolves chose first Minnesota, and they got a guy named Carl Anthony Towns, who's a young center from Kentucky. Second, the Lakers went and they chose a point guard named D'Angelo Russell, who's meant to be, he's probably the best point guard in the draft. He's a really good player in college. The Sixers chose a guy named Jahlil Okafor, Kev, who was, I do get that these guys work very hard. These guys have been working their entire lives for this moment. And you want to go someplace where you are going to enjoy yourself and you have an opportunity to win. Jahlil Okafor went to Philadelphia. The 76ers are a mess. They tanked most of the season. They ended up with a third pick. I would say he was, to put it lightly, he was very disappointed that he was going to Philadelphia. There's actually some footage on YouTube of him at the press conference just dropping his jersey as they walk off. You know, they have the press conference in Philadelphia, and so this 19, 20-year-old kid is so... I don't say ropeable, but he was just
disappointed.
So disappointed. And I'm thinking,
just tossed down the jersey.
And I had a conversation with a buddy of mine. He goes, well, think about it. You've been working your entire life for this. He goes, sports is the only place where the harder you work, the better you are, the fewer options you have as a coming out of school. He says, if you know, you work really hard in college, you can, if you do well, say at Stanford or Harvard or UCLA or someplace like that, you've got a lot of options as to what you can do. These guys don't. The better they are, the worse team they end up on, which I understand. But you know what, Jahlil, if he doesn't like being in Philadelphia, go sell insurance. You know, go do something else. It's like, you know what, fake it till you make it is what a lot of people say. And so I saw this kid doing this. And I thought, what an a-hole. You know what, you just got drafted into the NBA. There are millions of people around the world who would love to be in the point you are. Go in and make, be positive about the damn thing.
Steve, one of the things I noticed, I was just reading some of the articles on the NBA draft, was just how big some of these guys are. There was one guy, I'm pretty certain, I think he came from...
Hormones, Kev.
India. I think he came from India.
Right.
218 centimeters. There was another guy, 215 centimeters, 213 centimeters. These are absolute giants. So
these guys are.
So the idea is to be born very, very tall, and you've got a very good chance of being drafted into the NBA.
I'll tell you, well, it's interesting.
And who was the guy that got drafted from outside of America, who didn't play in America, hasn't played in the college system, hasn't gone to high school, and it seemed that that wasn't very, very well received.
Well, here's the deal is it's quite funny. U.S. has a fascinating. I'll tell you this. About 20 years ago, I was out in San Francisco with some buddies of mine. And we met this guy from Australia, and he was drunk. He was obnoxious.
No, he wasn't.
He really was. He was. He was
having a good time.
No, he was a clown, and nobody liked him. I mean, the guy was just a jerk. And I don't remember what his problem was, but we were playing pool, and he was just an idiot. And somebody had mentioned, hey, you know what, go see, get that guy a beer. I go, I'm not going to get that guy a beer. That guy's an a-hole. He goes, oh, who cares? He's Australian. There's this fascination in the U.S. with Australia. There's also this fascination in the U.S. with players from abroad, because you go and you get a guy like Kristaps Porzingis, who comes from one of the former Soviet bloc countries, I forget which one it was, Mario Hezonja. You've got these guys who've never played in the U.S., And there's just this fascination with him. When in reality, if you take a look at these guys, that they, how many foreign players have actually come in and done really, really well? Very few of them have. So I think what happens is everybody wants to
get... But have many had the opportunity?
Oh, plenty of them get the opportunity.
It seemed to me that when he was selected, from what I could glean, was that they were disappointed because they don't believe the overseas player is good enough to actually come, particularly if they haven't seen him in high school, haven't seen him in college.
That's exactly right. Some are, very few are. But my thought is it's kind of like stocks. You know, if you're out there, I mean, think of a lot of these guys, really, that's what they are. You're investing in a stock when you buy these, when you draft these players. And so invest in a company that you have a lot of information about. You know the background. You know how they've dealt through, you know, what they do. So you understand the tendencies, and that's kind of the thing. You don't know what a guy from Belarus, because you haven't seen him play. Yeah, he might be 7'3", and he might shoot really well, but he's playing against inferior competition. So you got to see how he plays against domestic talent, and that's typically why a lot of guys go and take these people from someplace else. They're hoping to win the lottery.
Explain to me and also the listeners, I was watching on telly last night, I think it was on Fox Sports News, that they were talking about LeBron James, that he's not going to take up his contract, but he's going to become a free agent.
Well, that's right.
What's that about?
So what that is he's got a contract and he has a player option. So he has the option to opt out of his contract. He's not going anywhere. He's going to stay in Cleveland.
So why does he opt out of the contract?
He opts out to, it could be a couple different things. Oftentimes guys will opt out because they want to defer money to be able to bring in talent. Other times they just want to get a better financial deal. And the list today is the richest American athletes. So you'll see that.
So is LeBron sacrificing some payment to get a stronger side next year?
It's entirely possible.
So he
can
win the championship.
It's entirely possible. I would think that what LeBron is doing is he's probably picking up his phone on a daily basis, and he's probably talking to Kevin Love, and saying, Kevin, we need you to come back. We're going to work on this. We were a couple injured guys away from winning the championship this year. So that's what they'll do. They'll opt out. There's a lot of free agents. So it's going to be a really interesting period, and the period starts July 1st, so that's 2 days from now in the States, July 1st here tomorrow. A couple days from now it'll be July 1st in the States. So a lot of different players are available, and I do think that when you take a look at the list of players, there's some guys who can make a real impact and really change the fortunes of your team. I mean, if I'm LeBron, I'm making sure that my guys come back. But you got Mark Gasol, he's a center. He's very good. He's available. Kevin Love, obviously, who we talked about. Brooke Lopez, Tyson Chandler, Goran Dragic, Dwayne Wade. Kevin is probably not going to sign with the Heat. Yeah, he was supposed to be Heat for life. Is kind of what his slogan was. He was going to stay in Miami forever. But he's at an impasse right now with Pat Riley, the general manager. The thought is, listen, there's so much money coming through the cap because of the TV deal that the cap's going to increase, that these teams could go ahead and spend that money. He feels like, listen, I've worked very hard, and I want to get, you know, I deserve, I've given up. Like this year, he sacrificed about $10 million. Now, he's fine financially, so him sacrificing $10 million is not nearly as much as some guy out on the street sacrificing $10,000. But the point is, you know, he's gone and he's done stuff for the betterment of the team, trying to improve the team. Now he finds himself in a contract dispute. So he may leave. He may be playing with the Lakers. That's actually one team that he could be playing with. LaMarcus Aldridge is a free agent, Kevin. Tim Duncan. Paul Pierce. There's a lot of guys who could change the look of your team if you have the money to spend.
Just told off the SMS is that Porzingis is from Latvia.
Latvia. That's right. Very good. I know you're not a Seinfeld guy, but a great Seinfeld episode was about the Latvian Orthodox. This is when Kramer. Yeah, I know you remember Kramer,
yes,
right?
Yes, looks like Dr. Turf.
He does. He does look like.
He looks
If you let Turf's hair go just maybe about four or five inches taller up the top when he comes in here, let's ask him.
He looks like Dr. Turf.
He does look. He kind of acts like Dr. Turf too.
He's very quirky. Very antagonistic.
Extremely antagonistic. And what he did is he fell for this Latvian Orthodox. This Latvian Orthodox woman fell for Kramer on the episode. It was a great show. So anyway, yes, the guy is from Latvia. Thank you for the pickup on that.
We'll take a break. We'll come back. Major League Baseball, Steve's famous list, and also if you think you can stump Steve, 9429 1116. It's 10 minutes to 11. Of course, Steve is always brought to you by Eco Garage Doors. Now, don't forget They've had a special on for the month of June, so today is the last day of June. So Eco Garage Doors, get in, because they will donate $200, that's right, $200 from every insulated garage door sold to your nominated sporting club or charity. So you've got one day to go for this special of June. So we've all got a charity close to our hearts or a local sporting club, so it's your choice at Eco Garage Doors. They will send that $200 on your behalf. So give Eco a call for a free quote on 9703-1500, that's 9703-1500, or visit them online at www.ecogaragedoors.com.au to see their exclusive garage door profiles and super smooth motors.
Kevin, on the Seinfeld episode, there seems to be a dispute. Yeah, George, someone had pointed out that it was George who had the girlfriend who dumped him, but Kramer had the Kevorka. Okay. So, and what the Kevorka was that was sort of the lure of the animal.
Kramer does look like Dr. Turf, though. I'm right in saying that, aren't I?
Yeah, Kramer.
There is a similarity between the two of them.
Yeah, but Kramer's a tad bit more hirsute.
Yeah,
up top.
No, but if Doc had more hair sticking up, he would look like Kramer, surely.
Yes, he would, actually. He would. So, it's Kev, anyway, I think that the guy we talked about, the guy is actually from Latvia. Yeah. And that was a great Seinfeld episode. Episode 75, apparently.
The AFL Tribunal is not going to sit tonight after all players have accepted their sanctions by the match review panel. Major League Baseball?
You know, it's interesting. Baseball, we haven't talked about it all year long, and we're already halfway through the season. The All-Star break's right around the corner, and it's actually been, I'll tell you what, Kevin, I never even gave my predictions for who was going to be in the World Series or anything like that, and quite frankly, I'd probably get it wrong. It's not, I said T early, it's going to be the Giants, although the Giants are playing extremely well. Interestingly, on the Giants, on the weekend, Madison Bumgarner, who was just an absolute star.
He's the pitcher?
He's the pitcher, yeah, he's a pitcher. He, in one game, hit a home run and got his 1,000th strikeout of his career at one time. Hit a home run. So he's the type of guy, most pitchers, Kev, they don't ever bat. Or they go in and they're weak, they're an automatic out. This guy's not an automatic out. I saw him in a game a couple of years ago. When I was actually at the game, he hit two home runs. Pitchers don't do that.
He's the greatest pitcher hitter in the history of the game.
Well, I don't know. That's
one for the baseball fans.
That is, well, I'm sure. See, and that's
give us some nominations. Who is the greatest
hitting
pitcher?
Baseball player?
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. I think Steve Carlton hit a grand slam against the Giants. I think as a pitcher, he was a Philly. He was great. Steve Carlton was. I may have been at that game as well as a kid. But you know, it's. I tell you what, the Dodgers have are going on a good run. I tell you who I think is going to be this year, Kevin. It'll be St. Louis. St. Louis will be there, and I believe St. Louis will probably end up playing Boston. Let's say we'll
okay.
go with that.
What about Steve's famous list?
Well, you know what, Kevin. Given my financial situation, I wanted to go ahead and take a look. I was looking today at the richest athletes in American sport. I'm curious. I was curious about the type of money that guys are making.
Yep.
Number five, Kev, richest athlete in America last year, Phil Mickelson.
Phil?
What kind of year did he have on the course?
So-so.
No, number four?
Not a great year on the golf course.
Tiger Woods, 61. So Phil last year made 53. Number four, Tiger Woods, golfer. I think he still golfs, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
61
very
million. 61 million, 90% of that through endorsements.
Okay.
Kobe Bryant, number three, hardly played a lick of basketball this year, 61.5.
Gee.
Half of it was endorsements, half of it was
why bother
salary.
Playing?
LeBron, Kevin, $72.3 million. He earned every penny of that.
At least
72.
He played.
He did. And the highest paid athlete in America last year, it's disgust me when I tell you this, Kevin, $105 million.
I know who it is.
Floyd
Mayweather Jr.
$105 million, Kevin. He can't even read.
Well, that doesn't mean. I mean, he's got the best out of himself if that's the case.
Well, no, he has maximized his potential.
He's maximized his potential.